Good afternoon, everybody. This is Cindy again. Two boos in one day. Now, this is scary. Okay. What can I talk about that might be of interest? I know. I'm going to talk about my computer experiences, I guess. In, I think it was 1984 or 85, I'm not totally sure which. I went to a 2-day computer course at the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, and at the end of all that, we got an Apple IIe computer, and it had the Echo Speech on it, and then, so that was my first. Well, computer, it wasn't really mine, but I was borrowing it for school and whatnot. And then in 1988, I did an essay on a program. The essay was how this program would, you know, benefit me. And so I won this contest, and I went on a, went on a 3-week trip to Brantford, Ontario. And I went to this computer course, and you also did career stuff, and, you know, all kinds of things. We went to a lot of, you know, neat things like I got to see what a school for the blind was sort of like. I sort of saw it in 1987 when I went to Nova Scotia, but in the summer of 88, we went there and, I don't know, sort of hung out there, and, you know, I found this track. I used to run around it. It was fun. And there was some other things in their gym, I think, but I don't really remember a whole lot. And we got to go to a mall and went to a Toronto Blue Jays game, went to Niagara Falls, went to all kinds of neat things, like I said. So after this computer course, we fast forward to we don't really fast forward just yet. I started taking computer classes in school, even in 86, but in 1988, I was in high school, and I got to work with a speech called Vert Plus, and did a lot of work there. And then in high school, in 1989, or no, we didn't have anything then, did we? I mean, I was taking business education, but I don't think we had anything till 90 or 91. They had this braille display thingy called a navigator. And I did, you know, I was taking my business education, and it was a 40-cell braille display. It was an 8-dot system like an 8-dot display. So you had your 6 dots for your letters and whatnot, and then you had the 2 dots underneath where your cursor was. Like, so I was the first one that got to use that in our city. And then in 1992, I graduated. Didn't really do anything with computers until 1999. I went to the Grant McEwen Community College in Edmonton, and I was taking the computer, or it was called special. What the heck was it called? I'm trying to remember what it's called. Computer. It's a computer course, anyway. You learned how to work with, you know, computers and do Microsoft Word and all that fun stuff. And I had a tutor. His name was Derek. And we met there. And even after the computer course, we became pretty good friends. And he said he really enjoyed working with me in the computer class. So I was pretty happy. I took that course for, I think, because it was 99. I took like 4. I think I took 6 classes. They had like 2 classes a year, I think, or something. And then in 2002, I got my first desktop computer. It was an HP, and it was a Pentium 3. It had a 40 gig hard drive. And so I had to figure things out. It was Windows XP. You had Microsoft Office. I can't remember what version of Office I had back then. But I had that computer for almost 4 years. I sort of got damaged in shipping when I shipped it to the States, but well. So then I got an HP laptop. It was an HP Compact Presario. It had a 40 gig hard drive, Windows XP. And that was my first laptop. Which is still around, but it doesn't work now. Really? Then I had gotten better with computers since then, of course. So in 2009, I think, yeah, I was with my ex at the time. We'd gotten a Windows Vista laptop. It was an Inspiron 1525, a Dell computer. And so I let him use that while I used an XP machine. Then in 2010, I got another laptop. It was an Inspiron 1750. Another Dell one. And now I have my Dell. Well, the 1525 got replaced with an N5010. An Inspiron N5010. So I have that now. I had 2 laptops for a while. And I sold the one laptop to my nephew, the 1750. I gave it to my sold it to my nephew because he was wanting a laptop and he didn't have one. And now I have an HP desktop and of course the N5010. So, and my N5010 is acting weird. It keeps restarting. I don't know what's wrong with it. But I'm going to see if I can get someone to help me do a diagnostic test, or maybe Dell can connect to it. I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. I just turned it on the other day and did some Windows updates, and now it's, but I don't know if it's the updates that did it. I can't prove it is or isn't. So I gotta call down. I gotta renew the warranty on this thing anyway. So, I guess this is pretty much all I have to say. Oh yeah, and both my computers have Windows 7 on them. I was lucky I got Windows 7 on my desktop. Because now, of course, Windows 8 is out. And so, I kind of lucked out there. Anyway, I guess this is all I have to say for now. I'm just bored, doing two boos in a row today. Well, not quite in a row, but doing two boos today is really, I've never done two in a day. At least not that I remember. So I'm gonna head off and I will do another one of these again soon. Bye for now.